World. I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian government launched a manhunt Sunday for leaders of the rebel faction in the northern region of Tigray after announcing federal troops had taken over the regional capital, Mekele, and military operations were finished. And the International Committee of the Red Cross said hospitals in the capital city are running low on supplies, such as gloves to care for the wounded, and one hospital is lacking body bags for the dead. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been trying to quell a rebellion by the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, a powerful ethnically based party that dominated the central government for nearly three decades before the current prime minister came to power in 2018. He said on Saturday night that federal troops had taken control of the capital city within hours of launching an offensive there. The TPLF later told Reuters that his forces were withdrawn from the city but would fight on, raising the fear of a drawn-out guerrilla war. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed, and nearly 44,000 people have fled to neighboring Sudan since fighting began on November 4th. Diego Maradona's personal doctor was being investigated on Sunday for involuntary manslaughter 4 days after the Argentina football legend suffered a fatal heart attack. This is according to prosecutors near Buenos Aires. Police raided the doctor's surgery and home in search of possible evidence pointing to negligence, according to TV images. The probe was triggered by concerns raised by three of the soccer star's daughters over the treatment he received for his heart condition in his home in Tigray. Judicial sources are saying he died at age 60 of a heart attack on Wednesday and was buried on Thursday at a cemetery near Buenos Aires. This is VOA News. Brazil's biggest cities, São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, began electing their next mayor Sunday as the country holds municipal runoffs in 57 cities. These are the last polls before President Jair Bolsonaro is up for re-election in 2022. In São Paulo, Brazil's economic capital, both candidates for mayor have had the coronavirus in the past, and the virus has affected the municipal elections in other ways. Polls were postponed by 6 weeks because of the pandemic, with the period between the first and second rounds reduced from 4 weeks to two. And authorities are urging voters to bring their own pens, respect social distancing guidelines, and disinfect their hands multiple times. Bolsonaro, who has downplayed the virus as a little flu, faces criticism for his handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 172,000 people in Brazil, the second highest death toll worldwide after the United States. A volcano in Indonesia is erupting Sunday, belching a column of smoke and ash 4 kilometers into the sky. It's triggered a flight warning and the closure of the local airport. There were no reports of injuries or damage from the eruption in a remote part of the Southeast Asian island chain, but authorities raised the volcano's alert status to its second highest level as they warned of possible lava flows. Indonesia is home to about 130 active volcanoes. It's located on the Ring of Fire tectonic plate boundaries circling the Pacific Ocean, where seismic activity is frequent. In late 2018, a volcano in the strait between Java and Sumatra Islands erupted, causing an underwater landslide leading to a tsunami, which killed more than 400. The actor who played the Star Wars Darth Vader character has died at age 85. David Prowse, the British actor behind the villain's menacing black mask, passed away yesterday morning, according to his agent on Sunday. May the force be with him always, the agent told the BBC. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the series, tweeted that he was so sad to hear about David Prowse's passing, that he was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader. A former bodybuilder turned actor, Prowse's towering height at almost 2 meters won him the role of the bad guy in the original Star Wars trilogy. But while he wore the black armor and cape, his thick Western English accent meant the filmmakers turned to American actor James Earl Jones for the deep and booming voice behind the mask. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.